to say, you are awesome. You are exceptional. You are powerful. You are life-changing for me. I listen to your podcast, and I get so much inspiration. And I just wanted to take time to tell you how much you touched my life.
You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. Acceleration, charge the storm. Things are going to work out. 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 Obstacles do not block the path. They are the path. There is something peculiar about Buffalo. No, I'm not talking about Buffalo, New York. I'm not talking about the Buffalo Bills. But there is something peculiar about Buffalo. Buffaloes of the Midwest, of the plains of North America. Buffaloes, unlike just about any other wild animal, wait for the storm to cross right over the crest of the peak of the mountaintops. And as the storm rolls over the ridge, buffaloes will turn and charge directly into the storm. They run at the storm, and by running at the storm, they run straight through it, minimizing the amount of pain, time, and frustration they experience. There's a Zen proverb that says, be master of mind rather than mastered by mind. Be master of mind rather than mastered by mind. The struggle you feel at any given time, the struggle you feel is actually called progress. That's what progress looks like and feels like. Epictetus reminds us, the more we value things outside our control, the less control we have. So you see, one thing about me, I always maintain what I don't know can't hurt me. What I don't know can't bother me or upset me or have me overthinking and questioning myself. So therefore, I don't go out of my way to look for shit or look for things that will upset me or go in search of anything that lowers my vibrational frequency or lowers my mood, my attitude, right? And I've learned not to give a fuck about shit I don't have control over. If I don't have control over it, I just pretty much don't place any energy or power, or I don't give it any oxygen, right? The thing about a storm is you can't outrun a storm once you're in it. Once you're in it, you're in it, right? There's different types of storms. And what ends up happening is we end up running with the storm, maximizing the amount of pain, time, and frustration we experience. And in that, we see that the buffalo have a certain wisdom over a lot of not just other animals, but people. Because a lot of times we wait until we're in the middle of a storm to try to figure out how to get out of the storm. You can't calm a storm. You can't quiet a storm. You can't stop a storm. All you can do is charge the storm or get caught up in the storm, right? And for some of us, not only do we end up running with the storm, being caught up and carried with the winds and with the rain and with the hail and the snow and the ice and the black ice and being swept up with all the debris and garbage and what have you. But for some of us, we then go on to overthink about it. We ruminate. We keep talking about it. And we keep allowing it to marinate in our consciousness and spirit, in our spirit. And for some of us, not only do we overthink and ruminate, we live on the memories and the stories of the old storms. And so, not realizing every storm is different. Every storm is different. Draw back on wisdom from another time, from another dispensation, from another storm. We always have storms. There's some financial struggle we're going through, a relationship battle, a health issue, etc., etc., etc. And we don't get to choose whether or not we have storms. The only choice that we have is how we respond to those storms. How we respond to those storms. Think about the storm you may be experiencing, because one thing is for certain, you are either coming out of a storm, or you are in the midst of a storm, or you are about to go through a storm. And it's always that, right? Rinse and repeat. You're coming out of a storm, you're in the midst of a storm, or you're about to go on to a new storm. And we just rinse and repeat and recycle that throughout our lives. And they take different shape, they take different form, they take different shit out of you, right? But Voltaire once said, life is a shipwreck, but we must not forget to sing in the lifeboats. The problem creates the solution. And what stands in the way becomes the way. Banks are collapsing. Wars are continuing. The climate is failing, and people are shouting, this indeed is the age of Aquarius unfolding, with Pluto in full retrograde, Mercury in full retrograde at the time of this recording, all while smack dab in the center of Taurus season and eclipse season. This is the time, a time of the inner journey, a time of inflation, hyperinflation, stagflation, recession. This is the age of AI, the Internet of Things, 10G, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and chatbots, where your data is a gold mine. Your data is a gold mine, baby. Where it's possible to bust it open on OnlyFans and clear six figures in 6 months. Anything is possible if you're willing to use what you got to get what you want and need. This is a time of collapse of patriarchy, where we see youth challenging long-held definitions of gender, race, intersectionality, a time when class and socioeconomic status has never been so straitened. The middle class is eroding before our very eyes. There has never been this much wealth, nor this much poverty. The race towards a highly prophesied cashless society is playing out in real time. As the Rothschild Rockefeller-funded central bankers cling to a dying Leviathan. Just like Tulip Mania of 1637 in the Netherlands and Panic of 1797 in the UK and in the US, the banking crisis of 1819, the Panic of 1837, the stock market crash of 1901, and the Great Depression of 1929 through 1937, or the recession of 1982 and Black Monday of 1987. 1992, 97, the housing market debacle of 08, this too shall pass. Things always come full circle. Before you know it, and even in the midst of things coming full circle, stay with me, in the midst of things coming full circle, people are still making money, right? Business is still transacting. People are still buying houses and cars and going on vacation, and people are still having children, and people are still traveling the world, and people are still creating new ideas and new apps. People are still going to college. People are still moving to different cities and states and countries. People are still developing new talents and skills and abilities. People are still discovering new aspects of themselves and new frontiers. But in the midst of things coming full circle, things are still happening, right? Certain things never stop. And that's how you know this is just a storm. And storms never last always. I've never seen a storm last always. The key is to get through it, to charge it. Miyamoto Musashi reminds us that there is more than one path to the top of the mountain. Silent winds. I wanna touch on silent winds for just a second. Moving in silence is imperative in this dispensation of time. Be careful with, for me at least, I've learned to be careful, right, of asking God for more, praying for more, right? Because soon what happens is you think, okay, I'm going to ask God for more money, for a bigger home, for whatever, you know, right? Whatever you're praying for health, for healing, for a husband, a wife, a new car, you have it. If you get me out of this situation, I promise I'll fly right. I just need more. I need more. But what happens is when you ask God for more, when you ask the universe for more, when you talk to the subconscious for more, when you speak to the ether, when you speak to the atmosphere, when you speak into the spirit realm, soon you'll see your burdens get heavier. Your burdens get heavier. Your obligations will grow like wildfire, and your responsibilities will come out the woodworks. All of a sudden, new shit that you got to be concerned about. Heavier things that you have to deal with. Right? Because to whom much is given, much is expected. And to whom much is given, more shit you just got to deal with. Right? Different levels, different devils. Now you just got more shit you got to deal with. The bigger your bag, the bigger your check. It's not necessarily it's bigger problems, but you get new problems to figure out that are going to tap into new pathways in your cerebellum and in your frontal lobe, in your cortex, right? Even when you ask for more income, more money, more substance, more resources, you will soon see your expenses expand. So now, as you're asking for more coin, right, more sources of income, now all of a sudden, you got more expenses. More people are requiring and requesting more coin from you. That's how it works. You know, it's like the old saying, you ask for a car, you may not get the car, but you may get some tires, and you may get a mechanic, and you may get a brand new engine, and you may get a body, and then you may get a catalytic converter, and you know, and you get the pieces, you get the ingredients. You want the cake, you may not get the cake, but you're gonna get the ingredients. And then it's up to you to twerk that thing. It's up to you to do something with it and make it do something, right? That's how it works. And sometimes when you ask the universe, again, in my experience, sometimes when you ask the universe to remove your hindrances and obstacles, people who you thought were your ride or die will start to fall away and fall off. That's the scary part. That's the scary part. Because sometimes who you think is holding you down is really holding you back. There is no transformation without resistance. Cheryl Hill says, brave women are not born from comfort zones. They're made in the fire. Brave women are not born from comfort zones. They are made, forged, built in the fire. How you handle the storm tells us what you're made of. You don't get strong without taking a few L's, baby. Listen, you get strong. You get strong from getting your ass kicked and you getting back up every time. That's how you get to your level. You take one on the chin, you're going to get chin checked. Nobody gets through this life without getting chin checked. I don't care who you are. I don't care who your mama is, who your daddy was. I don't care what school you went to, what zip code you grew up in, who your grandmother was, what sorority your aunts or your mother is a part of, or who paid or who you fucked or sucked to get to where you are. You are going to get chin checked in this life, on this planet, in this matrix, in this simulation. Oh, you're gonna get fucked. You get strong from, sometimes, here's the thing, it's how you get stomped out and get back up. That's it. The magic is right there. Not if you get stomped out, not when you get stomped out, but how you get stomped out and how you get back up. Are you getting back up swinging? Are you getting back up with a strategy? Are you retreating and healing and then coming with something? You know what I mean? How are you getting back up? Sometimes the L's, because again, you're going to take some L's. You're going to take some L's. And that's almost, you know, the storms are L's for the body, right? Sometimes L's come at the hands of family or someone you deeply love. They say, love doesn't hurt, love doesn't hurt, love doesn't hurt. I disagree. Sometimes love hurts. Sometimes those L's look like loss. Losing it all to gain it all back and then some. Sometimes those L's look like depression, illness, addiction, divorce, bankruptcy, a diagnosis. Sometimes those L's feel like apathy, like loss of motivation, wanting to just say, fuck it, fuck all this shit. And that too is part of the process, part and parcel of the dance. The detours are part of your destiny. Endings are also detours. They were written into the code of your natal chart. Codes, formula, mathematics govern everything. Get your math up. Everything is happening as it should. Indifferent, bad, and good. Everything that happens to you carries purpose. It carries reason. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And the seeds of what is to come. All of those things are interwoven in every storm and in every situation. What's to happen to you and for you? Everything that happens to you carries purpose, reason, and the seeds of what is to come or what is to happen for you. there really are no mistakes. There is only magic you know nothing about, right? Magic you know nothing about, and pathways you do not understand. We're always called to do the inner work of getting the self in shape. Mental toughness, becoming unbreakable and unshakable, unfuckwittable and hard to kill. And here's the thing, you don't have a choice as to whether you'll do the work or not. You'll do the work or you'll suffer. You do the work or you stay broke. You do the work or you stay in a small tax bracket. You do the work or the kind of person you'd like to attract never really fucks with you, not the long way. They may fuck you, they may fuck you over, but they're never really gonna fuck with you. They'll fake fuck with you, right? Whether you love it or hate it, has nobility within it. Your work, whether you love it or hate it, the work has nobility within it. That's where the nobility is, in the work. Your work, it might be clearing out some childhood shit. Because see, we're all governed by shit that happened to us in our childhood trauma, and or programming, our early programming, right? How well we were indoctrinated into these systems of, you know, Christianity or Catholicism or Islam, or indoctrinated into the propaganda of schooling and westernization, and this is better and this is superior and they're not. And every country has their own propaganda and indoctrination. Every state, every corporation, again, in this simulation, has it. Now, growing up and getting to you, the real you, the higher self, the future iteration and version of you, is unpeeling and unraveling all the bullshit that's been sown into you over the years by people and institutions and technologies and sometimes well-meaning parents that just, they want something for you that maybe not be kind of on the same page as what you want for yourself. But your work offers you the chance to confront your personal limits and then go past them, expanding your prowess and celebrating your natural promise, why you came here, your purpose for being. And your work offers you the chance to discover the unknown lands of creativity and inventiveness that you'll reach as you seek solutions to problems rather than making excuses and giving up. Because not only is it the easiest thing to do, making excuses and giving up, but it's what most people do. And you can't, oftentimes, for instance, for a financial storm, going through, you know, finances being low, or you're not able to make ends meet, or when it's more month at the end of the money, right? In a time such as these, when groceries and rent and gas and the light bill and everything you name is getting more expensive, but you're not bringing in more money, right? You cannot hustle or work your way out of that situation. It's part of it. But it's going to require some creativity. It's going to require you coming up with a new plan, a new strategy, a new perhaps set of habits. You're going to have to learn something new. We don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. See, because we convince ourselves, ironically, that everything happens for a reason. Everything, yeah. When shit don't go right, when a motherfucker then left you hanging, or you got laid off, or you may be, you know, maybe experience a miscarriage. Or some money was lost. Or your identity was stolen. Everything happens for a reason, you tell yourself. It's like the common thing poor people tell themselves to sleep better at night. Oh, money isn't everything. Money ain't everything. Oh, you know, them rich bastards. They're all assholes. They all got it on the backs of other people. Money is the root of all evil. And that's not even the scripture. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. But that's how you know it's an excuse. Motherfuckers fuck up. They fuck up the whole idiom, right? Money's the root of all evil. Because excuses are easy. Excuses are easy and cheap. That's why when you can't quite seem to hit your goals, it's easy to just cave and retreat, to go where your ego is stroked, where you can eat out some validation. It's easier to be a big fish in a small pond, or feel like you really bout it when you around people who have no motherfucking motion. Of course you popping. You standing next to people who haven't accomplished what you have. When you've accomplished some great things and you kick it with people who haven't accomplished shit, it makes you feel like you popping and you doing something major. You not doing nothing major. Because that's not a company of your peers. Of course you look like you got motion next to them. Excuses. Cheap. Easy. It's natural human nature to seek validation and gravitate where there's no static, no complications, no resistance. A little more comfort than resistance. A little more comfort than getting caught on your shit or being held accountable or having to check yourself. You know, really, really, really tap in with yourself. Too much comfort kills your growth. You need a little pressure here and there. Don't find fault. Find a remedy. Find a solution. Find an answer. Charge the storm. Don't find fault. Find an answer. Anybody can complain. In fact, everybody does. You need a little resistance. And once you commit to anything that's larger than you or higher than your current level, anything higher than or more than where you currently are. And please understand me. In order to be higher than your current level, meaning you want to get paid more, you want to start making more money, you want to go from making 5 figures a month to 6 figures a month, it's going to require some extra from you. But once you commit to anything that's higher than your current level, you also must commit to the pain that comes with the process of stretching, of growing, and positioning yourself. You must also, you gotta stay committed to the motherfucking cause and all that comes with it. Because it's going to come with its own new set of shit. It's going to come with its own new bag of issues and things that you got to deal with, right? I always say, you know, it's so funny because once I became an entrepreneur, and that just means I want to be free, baby. I never said, you know, I want to be on the level of Jeff Bezos or, you know, I just really want to be free. A lot of times when you hear people say, well, I want to work for myself, really they want to be free of the rat race, of the cage, of the system, of the man, right? Or you hear people say, oh, I want to be rich. Really, when they're saying I want to be rich, they're wanting the resources and the abundance to do whatever it is they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. That's what they're saying. And what I'm saying to you is this, it's going to require and it's going to come with some other issues. And so now I always say, you know, rich bitch problems, rich bitch shit. I got rich bitch problems. I got rich bitch issues. And I really do. The problems that you can just run to your mom and get. No, I got homeowner problems. And I got, you know, things that property taxes and dealing with business registration and tax IDs and tax code and understanding and learning the loopholes so you don't get fucked by the corporation. Learning and understanding real estate and law and understanding interest rates and knowing how that's affecting how my household looks and how my day-to-day looks. And so I say that to say to you, the size of your storm is going to kind of match where you're going. It's going to match where you are. It's telling you where you are, and it's going to tell you where you're going. What you can handle, what you can get through, what you can stomach, what you can shoulder. Get your weight up. Khalil Gibran said, out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. I love me some Khalil Gibran. Yeah. Knowing how to power through all gas, no brakes, all gas on your dog ass. You gotta know how to get up and get through it and get over it. Pain is part of the process. Pain is part of the process. Pain, never comfort. The only thing you have power over is your mind, your thoughts, your words. And if we're keeping it a stack, that's really all you need in terms of getting to second base and charging the storm. Your mind, your thoughts, your words, your set of habits, your skill sets, your beliefs. Give zero energy to outside events and shit you have no control over. But your words, your thoughts, and all that you eat, all that you drink, all that you smoke, all that you listen to, all that you snort or swallow or soak in or take into your being, it all has consequences. It all comes bearing its own bag of stuff. And you gotta factor those things in while on the job. Not only do you gotta learn while you're on the job, but you gotta factor in the new shit that comes with being on the job while you're doing it. This simulation is not for punks. Buckminster Fuller wrote, "We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims." It's up to you, boo. It's up to you to determine how all this shit plays out. What determines what the future holds is what you're putting in the future, right? What do you think? Who do you think is writing your script? What do you think is causing to play out on the screen of your life? What do you think is drawing the people to you that you draw to yourself? Begin to seek out and associate with people who are exclusively likely to improve you. Statistically, we not only attract who we are and what we are, but we mimic and mirror those we spend the most time around. Because we've all experienced how you may start using the same lingo and ad-libs and dialect of someone who you've been hanging out with, right? You start to talk like them and use their little words that they use, their little slang. We begin to mirror and model the body language, the style of dress and swagger of those we spend the most time with. That's why we're all products of our culture, because we're all automatons. Basically, we're all little individual sims on autopilot of what was in the predominant programming of our early childhood culture. Environment is paramount. Your constant set and setting is everything. We can determine a child's future socioeconomic status based on their zip code, based on the area they live in, the schools they attend, the level of wealth or poverty there, we can determine how high you're gonna go. Because if you'll notice, most communities with all things considered, I'm not talking about the larger cities where you see the extreme wage gap, where you see the extreme wealth gap, where you have billionaires and you have, you know, Skid Row, where you have millionaires and billionaires living on the beach, and then you have the, you know, the squalor of the shanty towns and the crime. But even that, we can determine we can determine so much based on a child's environment, their early programming. That's gonna tell us so much about the direction they're going. Never make a big important financial decision on emotion. Henry David Thoreau once said, "The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it." Everything costs something, baby. We're constantly paying tuition to the school of life. You may pay with your happiness or your sanity or your youth. Don't be out here wasting your youth, beauty, and energy on a motherfucker who sees you as just another body on the hit list. Do you hear me? Nothing in life is to be feared. Nothing in life is to be feared. It's only to be understood. Once you understand something, dare I say, overstand it, then you transcend it. Albert Camus, the great Albert Camus, he once said, he wrote, "It takes time to live." Like any work of art, life needs to be thought about. And I think oftentimes we just do life. We don't think about shit. And what happens is when you just go through life with no plan, with no blueprint, that's why I talk so much about vision boards and positive affirmations and having your dream boards and dream books and what have you. Is it's a sign of a blueprint, of a plan, of a strategy, just something to keep in front of you. Most companies, most teams, right, a sports team, they have a mission statement, and they have, you know, something we're working towards to keep us focused on the goal, right? You have to keep it in front of you so you don't get caught up in all this bullshit from the world and the economy and, you know, what the predominant power structure is doing, what the government is doing, what your people are doing, what your children may be doing, what may be happening in your very village and family and tribe. You have to still remain true to, again, your purpose for being here at the end of the day. And there is a voice that doesn't use words. There's a voice that doesn't use words. Listen. They say, you know, when you talk to yourself, if you close your eyes and you utter some things to yourself, if it's you who's talking, who's listening? And if it's you who's listening and talking, who's the receiver and who's giving the message? It's always speaking. And you can always speak to your situation. Speak to the storm. Speak to your potential. Speak to your subconscious mind and inner child. Speak to your higher self and your future self. See, the universe is always listening. Your subconscious mind is always listening. Every cell in your body is listening. It hears everything that you say before anyone else hears it. Seed and feed the future with what you would like to see grow. Seed and feed the future with what you would like to see grow. What would you like tomorrow to look like? And you have to, in advance, like precognition, right? Precognition, pre-thought, go into your future, inhabit your future in your mind, envision what you would like it to look like, and then people it with and seed it with and feed it with and hydrate it with and build it with what you want in that reality. Ask for it. Ask for healing. Ask for clarity, peace, wisdom, guidance. Ask for abundance and freedom. Just ask for what it is you want. You don't gotta beat around with your own self, with your own consciousness, with your own God mind and your own God body. You only have to do that for the world, for other people. You can't bullshit yourself. Ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. If you keep doing the shit you do on a daily basis, are you going to end up where you want to be? Lao Tzu said, if you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will try to hold on to. I've gotten really good in the gift of goodbye because I always know something better is coming. Always. The universe hates a void. So whenever something moves out of the way, something better is always coming in. You know, I think of everything like baby teeth. When that baby tooth falls out, it's only because your big one's coming back. It's coming in. You know, that's what it is. That's just what it is. When it falls naturally on its own, something else is coming. Rotten fruit falls on its own, right? And so with that mindset, I've learned total detachment. How to totally let go without any anger, without being in my feelings. I don't care what it is, a job, a client. That's the beauty of being in business. You learn how to let go of clients and customers like it's nothing. You can't take it personal. You can't take it personal. It's part of the simulation. It's part of the dance. It's part of the code of the program. It's a game. And you can't take any one entity or any one aspect of the game and make it personal. This is a time to install the mindsets, the habits, and systems that will raise the quality of your life dramatically. A lot of who you believe you are and what's possible for you is based on the stories and based in the memories you keep on autopilot. The shit you keep telling yourself. It's really bad as we get older. We tend to, and the irony is, over time, details change. You know, things that were bad, they don't seem that bad. Things that were not that bad or good, you may, you know, fudge it a little bit. It may seem like it was worse than it was over time. And often people will repeat the same stories and they reiterate the same reality, the same, because your mind wants to always keep you close to what you are accustomed to. And so it will keep recreating scenarios and situations based on your scripting and how you speak on it. And so you keep repeating, you keep getting the same relationships, you keep making the same amount of money, you keep being in the same circles and experiencing even similar storms, right? A lot of it is just autopilot of bullshit, a menagerie of adapted coping mechanisms and propaganda you've subscribed to, right? When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. When I let go, the flow is so special, right? When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. That's why I don't like labels. I don't like to label, because then that cuts off all the other things that I am. Every decision you make is not a decision about what to do. Every decision you make is not a decision about what to do. It's a decision about who you are. Growth is never a linear process. Tattoo that. Growth is never a linear process. Let your love be stronger than your anger. Charge this storm. acceleration.